Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi welcomes you to our new podcast series. If you'd like to sponsor a lecture or a series, please contact us at podcasts@eretzpod.org.
Haredi joke. But I'm going to see the Haredi joke, the meaning. I'm going to go from that to somewhere else. Haredi joke from this week's parasha goes like this. Rivka Imenu is pregnant. And it says, Vaitotetsua banim bekirba. Vatomer in kain lama ze anochi vatelech hidroshet Hashem. And the Medrash says, what was going on with Rivka? She would go by the Beit Midrash of Shem and Ever, and Yaakov Avinu would want to get out. So he'd make a ruckus. And then she'd go by a Beit Avodah Zarah. And Esav would want to get out. And again, she'd feel that. She's like, what's going on here? I have a child who both wants to get out and learn Torah and make Beit Midrash of Shem and Ever. She probably still only the Beit Midrash of Ever by that point. No. Right? So probably still Shem and Ever at that point. Then he wants to get out and invite her to Zara. So the joke goes, maybe I have a modern Orthodox. Okay? So then she goes, Vatelech Lidrosh et Hashem, and he says, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. He says, two Goyim are better than one modern Orthodox. Now that's the joke. Now, the problem though, is that like every joke, there's a certain grain of truth in it. And a certain grain of truth is the following. Modern Orthodoxy is a very complex idea. But people are born into it. And they're raised in it. And it takes a while till you understand the complexity and you understand to balance certain things. Modern Orthodoxy has elements from the Torah and doesn't deny there being importance in certain elements from outside the Torah. And the bridging of seeing how those things from outside the Torah also come and infuse our Torah, infuse our religious life, and infuse who we are, is what modern Orthodoxy is about. But what happens to a lot of people who grow up modern Orthodox, or who don't invest the time to figure out what exactly modern Orthodoxy really means, their modern Orthodoxy becomes a Judaism on a switch. You have an on switch and an off switch to your Judaism. When you're in yeshiva, when you're in a shir, when you're in davening, when you're at Shabbat meals, Jew switch flicked on. Okay? You'll sing the songs, you'll do the Dvar Torahs, you'll wash, you'll bench, you'll do all the things that are Jewish. And then when you go to watch a football game, Jew switch off. You're in the stands. You're just like anyone else in the stands. You're cheering your team. Team is really important to you, right? And the only difference between you and anyone else is you have a yarmulke underneath your hat, and you won't buy, the hot dog, right? You'll get something either from a kosher stand or that's where your Judaism is. When you're, going. And Chagim, you're all Jewish. But then, when you're watching a movie, you're not thinking. You're just like anyone else watching the movie, enjoying the movie. You don't think what values this movie has. You don't think if this movie has any value. You don't think if this movie is teaching you or promoting all sorts of agendas. And if so, how are those agendas go get along or don't get along with our faith? A Jew switch. Flick it off. You don't have to think. And therefore, people growing up modern Orthodox many times feel, to a certain degree, either torn or compartmentalized. They have their Jewish compartment, or they have their Jewish life, and then when they go out to the world, they're just like anyone else until they get back home and they go back into their Jewish box, and that's how they live their lives. It's hard to create strong religious feelings when you're always turning them on and off. It's hard to create a strong Jewish identity when you're always turning it on and off. It's hard to transfer it to the next generation. As I'm sure, growing up modern Orthodox, you've seen friends that, and you know, families in your neighborhood that had problems transferring these values to the next generation. Because these values end up by a lot of people being just like these compartmentalizations, where, you know, turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. When we're here, we're Jewish. When we're not here, we're doing other things. Our Judaism has no impact. And that's a problem. Many times people growing up think that we're both this and that, right? We're both world and Judaism, and that's not entirely true. The ideals of modern Orthodoxy say that Torah is the center, and our Jewish life is the center. And we are willing to see other things and borrow other things and see how other things fit in to enhance, because we know that everything to a certain degree is part of Torah. And therefore, we are willing to go and see the good in the world and see this. How does this good in this world relate to Judaism? And if you obviously noticed by being here, that's a lot of what we promote, a lot of things that are going around in the world. We don't just say, oh, it's Torah, it's Torah. Right? We many times say, all right, let's try to examine the values around the world. Try to examine what it is. Examine how it relates, how our Judaism relates to these values that are running around the world. Okay, what to accept, what to reject. It's a lot of work. You need intellect. You need to be smart. And it's a lot of effort. So a lot of times it's easier just to have the switch. Switch is easier. No thinking involved. When you're out, your juice switches off, and you're fine. You can enjoy the game. You don't have to think about what the value of this game is. You don't have to think about the value of what the cheering's going on or what the behavior is. You don't need to think about anything. And that, gentlemen, is the problem. The problem that is emphasized by the joke I started with. Now, you have to always remember, modern Orthodoxy is a very serious, possibly too serious, of an ideal. Because things aren't just black and white. It's much easier to educate people clearly when you have things that are black and white. When you say that there's a lot of good in the outside world and we have to filter it, then that message is very complex. And a lot of times people just hear, oh, there's good everywhere, let's just take everything and, you know, work it out later. That's not true. Things should be run through your prism of what it does to your Jewish life. Okay? There are some, you know, movies, shows out there, you can say, you know, there's value to them. And there's some shows, movies, and stuff that you know. You don't even have to go far. You know that they are trash. As you're watching it, you know they're trash. Okay? And you know they're not giving you anything. And you know that we should be running a filter. To filter the good. See what we want. See what's good for us. See what enhances us Jewishly. See what brings us closer to Avodat Hashem. Not just saying, oh yeah, you know, everyone's watching this, so I might as well. Everyone's consuming this product, I might as well. Okay? Because, you know, we're modern Orthodox. We don't have Isurim. We just, like, consume what everyone else... That's not true. And that is the challenge that you all have, gentlemen. Make the Torah the center. The other things, just things that you're borrowing to enhance that center. And that will give you the religious zeal, the religious center that you'll be able to successfully transfer over to your children and Mirtz Hashem to your children's children. Ad Sof Adorot.
From all of us at Yeshivat Eretz Tzvi, thank you for listening to our new series. If you would like to sponsor a lecture or a series, please contact us at podcasts@eretzpod.org.